much of modern biblical scholarship has been doing interesting and I think even helpful work in analyzing the historicity of the text and how they came into being and the politics and theology of the construction and editing and redacting of the text and so on, which is very helpful, and the material that's made available by that enterprise is valuable. On the other hand, there are very few modern scholars who have paid attention to whether or not there is, underneath all of this mountain of detail, a central story. And very few modern scholars would hazard a guess or risk their professional reputation by saying either A, that this is the story of humanity, that would be really out of the question, or B, there's a central theme to this story. Very few people have picked up on that. And in the great spirit of fools rush in where angels fear to tread, I shouldn't say that because though Girard is not a biblical scholar, he's pretty well informed in that area, but he has insisted that there is in fact a central story, a drama going on. And from the biblical point of view, there is something at the heart of this huge mountain of literature, which is the true story, the one story. And it's, by the way, it's an anthology. You know, the word florilegia is just a synonym for anthology. It's a collection of stories that constitute one single story, ultimately. We're going to be looking at the very first book of the Bible, Genesis, but only at a couple of little aspects of it. Very brief look at Genesis. Genesis is quite a big book, and we're not going to be dealing with it in any extensive detail at all. I'm just going to look at the creation story, the fall story, and the Abraham and Isaac story, and then bring in a few other things that are related. And it's always risky to take single strands out of the biblical tapestry, or to use another metaphor, to take isolated strata out of the biblical ore or mine, because one might miss the overall story. But if there is an overall story, and I think there is, it's discernible if we know how to look for it in each facet of the biblical narrative. So I remember something Jung once said about dreams. He said, if in any one dream, you should be able to see the whole dreamer's life. And I don't know if that's true or not, but I think there's something that parallels that in the biblical tradition. In any one biblical pericope of any scope, one ought to be able to see the underlying issue that the biblical text generally are wrestling with. And I think that's very much so in the passages that we're going to be studying.